Hello everyone, I hope you're doing great. Today I want to talk about one of my favorite podcasts that AJ made, and I can tell you that it's really interesting topic for me. AJ talked about the different things like our lifestyle or how can we have a healthy lifestyle, especially in the power English. But this topic that he made, it was about the education and the schools and university, and it was really interesting for me because I'm a student, so I can't actually understand it, what he's talking about. So I can tell you that AJ don't have a actually positive view about the schools and university, and he has he's talking about the many lessons that we learned and many lessons that we passed in the university, in the schools, weren't really useful, and most of us forgot it, and the methods that we learn these things are really boring. So he has a real interesting sentences that he says that schools are bullshit, and he says that all teachers know that all the students know that the schools are bullshit, and teachers are full of shit. It's really interesting, and I agree with him because many times the lessons that we learn, they're not really useful. The lesson that we passed are not really useful. And we only pass, and most of the times, and he says that students are not idiots, are not stupid. They understand that it's not really useful, so they don't want to learn, so they're not really stupid. And it's not because of the TV or media or something like that. It's because of the lessons that we learn, and it's because of the methods that we learn. And he give an example of some of the people that change his methods in teaching in the schools, and he became successful. He talked about the book. The name of the book is Dennis Lettke, The Big Picture. Sorry, the name of the book is The Big Picture, and the writer of this book is Dennis Lettke. Well, Dennis Lettke was a teacher, and then he became a principal, and decided to change his methods, and he tried to use a useful way to teach their students how to learn. So for example, maybe some of the students loves dinosaurs, so you use dinosaurs for teaching English or teaching, I don't know, science, or actually experimental science or something like that. And his school became successful, and it's one of the top schools in the United States. And he says that Dennis Lettke has an individual project for each student. And as I told you, he used to be a teacher, but now he's a principal. And he says, Dennis Lettke, as I told you, and he says that, as a noted psychology, I know that students don't learn lessons during class. They learn lessons between their class, when they go outside and found out, oh, the lessons that I've learned, I don't know, about, for example, dinosaurs or stones are really useful for me now, and I understand. And they have to give determinations or presentations or something like that. I don't know how I say it right or wrong. Let me write it, then I will check it. Yeah, they give determinations, and actually they primarily teach kids by, as I told you, some stuff that they can touch or they can see, and they use a useful way. And he said it's a sad story that elementary school prepare kids for junior high, and junior high prepare kids for high school, and high school prepare kids for university, and university prepare kids for graduate schools. And they only useful for test and for university, and it's not really useful for, I can tell you, outside. So what can we do about these things? I don't know, it depends on your major, it depends on your age, but I can tell you that if you are in the junior high or elementary school, or if you are actually students in university or something like that, go outside and experience different things, and not limit yourself only in the schools or elementary schools or university. You have to go and learn different things and learn some of skills. I don't know, like learning English. It's really useful and important in every major that you want to go. And don't pay attention about the university and the schools. They're, as AJ said, they are bullshit and the teachers are full of shit. And that's it. At least, as I told you, not to limit yourself only in the university or schools and go and experience different things.